When I was younger, I knew all about parenting.
当我年轻的时候呢，我觉得我对做父母懂很多。
But now that I have my own kids,
但是我现在有了自己的孩子呢，
and some of them are teenagers,
有的已经十几岁了，
I don't know anything at all.
我发现我什么都不懂了。
That was a sentiment I heard one pastor share.
这是我听见有一位牧师分享他的感受。
Perhaps some of you can relate.
那么我们在座的人也许觉得可能比较熟悉。
I think parenting often has a way of humbling us.
因为呢，我们做父母呢，实际上是啊，让我们得到谦卑的一种办法。
Dashing our plans.
它就是我们的这个计划不能成就。
Sometimes trashing our strategies.
那我们觉得我们的这个有时候我们的 strategy 呢，其实也不能没有办法呀。
And leaving us feeling helpless.
那我们经常是觉得处在一种无望的境界。
Kids have minds and wills of their own.
因为孩子们有他们自己的这个意志和这个思想。
No matter how much you try to coax them in the right direction, they often don't cooperate.
有时候呢，不管你怎么愿意带领他到这个正确的方向呢，他们没有办法和你这个合作。
Often, no matter how much they're struggling,
也不管他们有时候怎么就是说在生活中 struggle.
And you want to talk to them and help them.
你其实很想和他们讲话和帮助他们。
But they just won't open up and tell you what's going on.
但是呢，有时候他们也不愿意跟你讲。
And other times, even when they do open up,
有时候呢，他们就是愿意跟你讲呢。
You don't know what to say or how to help.
你也不知道该说什么或者怎么帮助他们。
Well, today's passage is about parent-child relationships.
今天的经节呢，是关于这个父母和这个孩子的关系。
We're continuing in our series through the book of Ephesians.
我们继续学习以弗所书。
And we've been considering what it means to walk worthy of the gospel in every area of our life.
那我们在一起考虑的就是说，我们呢，行事为人，在生活中每一个方面呢，都要和我们所信的福音相称。
Last time we looked at marriage.
上一次我们就是学习了婚姻。
And how marriage is supposed to be like a living picture of Christ and His church.
我们也讲到，婚姻是如何体现了这个基督和教会的关系。
And next time we'll look at work.
下一次我们看一下工作。
And how we can glorify God as employees and managers.
我们如何在工作中荣耀神。
But today we're focusing on parenting.
今天呢，我们就是集中在这个做父母这一方面。
Which like the other two is a relationship where there's authority and submission.
和另外两个有一样的，就是说在这种关系里面呢，有一个权柄，还有顺服的。
In all three, Paul starts with the party who's called to submit.
那保罗在讲这些的时候呢，他总是从这个顺服的这一方开始。
And then he turns to the one in charge.
然后他在讲有权柄的这一方。
Now we only have 4 verses today.
今天只有四节。
Which I hope provides more time for application.
所以我们有更多的时间，我们来讲怎么应用。
Also, I see that the children are not in here.
那今天呢，孩子们也不在这儿。
So I really want to focus on you as parents.
所以呢，我还是想更集中在讲如何做父母这一方面。
And I am not a parent, so I have no personal experience to share.
That's great. 我自己不是一个父母，所以我也没有自己的经验跟大家分享。
I have no special formula for parenting success.
那我也没有做父母的这个诀窍。
But we do have the Word of God.
但是呢，我有神的话。
And I pray that as we understand what God's Word says clearly,
那我祷告呢，就是神的话今天可以能够encourage 我们。
That you as parents would be encouraged.
这样神的话呢也可以鼓励我们。
Refocused.
让我们再重新集中在。
And spurred on toward faithful and godly parenting.
让神的话怎么带动我们呢，就是怎么做一个这个神想让我们所成的父母。
And in particular, I hope you'll be pondering the question.
更重要的是呢，我想让大家思考这样一个问题。
How am I using my parental authority?
我如何使用我这个父母的这个权柄？
Because God has commanded your children to obey you.
因为神呢已经命令我们的孩子呢来顺服我们。
He's given you the single greatest shaping influence on their young lives.
所以呢，他是让我们有这样的一个机会，就是让我们的孩子呢，我们成为他们生活中最大的一个影响力。
So if they obey you,
如果他们服从我们的话呢？
If they follow your example.
如果他可以跟随你的这个例子的话呢
？If they listen to your advice，
如果他们听你的这个意见的话呢
？Where are you leading them？
那你要把他们带往哪里去呢
What priorities will they have?
他们生活中会有什么样的这个重要的事情呢？
What kind of men and women will they grow up to be?
他们以后会成为怎么样的男人和女人呢？
May you parent them in the Lord so that they might grow up to know and love him.
所以希望你呢在主里面成父母，所以他们以后有一天可以认识也可以爱我们的主。
And as we consider that together, we're going to look at the three commands from this text.
所以今天我们要看这个经节里面三个这个诫命。
Children, obey.
第一个就是孩子们要顺服。
Fathers, don't provoke.
父亲们不要惹儿女的气。
And fathers, discipline and instruct.
父亲们要教训和警戒儿女。
So first, children, obey.
我们第一点来学子女们要顺服。
Verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord.
第一节讲到你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
And note, first of all, that the children must have been there in the worship service as this letter was being read.
所以呢，当保罗在讲这个话的时候呢，当时在敬拜的时候，这个孩子们应该是在父母在一起。
Paul is addressing them directly.
所以保罗是直接跟他们讲话。
And he probably here has people under the age of maybe 20 or so in view.
也许呢，主要的孩子们就是在20岁以下的这个年纪。
You know, children are those who are still unmarried, they're dependent on their parents, they're living at home.
这样年纪的孩子们一般还没有结婚，而且在凡事上是依靠父母，还是住在家里。
Obviously, as we age more and more, we relate to our parents in terms of honor.
当我们年纪越来越大的时候呢，我们就是对我们的父母是越来越主要是尊敬。
But as children, it begins with simple obedience.
但是保罗对小孩讲的话呢，就是简单的一个服从顺服。
And Paul says that these children are to obey in the Lord.
那保罗也告诉他们，孩子们呢要在主里顺服父母。
Which means in relation to the Lord.
也就是和主有一个关系。
Obey for the Lord's sake.
也就是为了主的缘故而顺服。
Obey your parents in recognition that God has put them over you as your parents.
我们顺服父母的原因呢，是因为神把他们放在我们头上。
And at least in the church context, obey them as Christian parents.
那么在教会里面呢，我们更应该顺服基督徒的父母。
Who are seeking to lead you towards the Lord.
因为他们正在把孩子们领向主。
And then Paul provides two reasons why children ought to obey their parents.
然后呢，保罗给了两个这个原因呢，为什么孩子们要服从他们的父母。
First, because it's right.
第一个呢，因为这是理所当然的事情。
And second, because it brings a blessing.
第二个呢，我们这样做的时候，它会使你得福。
He says, obey your parents for this is right.
那么他也讲到这是理所当然的。
And then he quotes from the Ten Commandments, honor your father and mother.
然后他就这个引用了这个十诫里面的要孝敬你的父母。
So obedience is a righteous thing.
所以服从呢是一个义行。
Just as much as it's wrong to lie or steal or murder.
就像撒谎、偷盗和杀人都是错误的。
It's also wrong for a child to disobey his parents.
当一个孩子不顺服他的父母的时候也是错的。
Because it's an act of defiance against God who has commanded youTo obey them.
因为呢，当我们不顺服父母的时候呢，我们就是在这个藐视这个神，因为他给我们命令让我们顺服他们。
It's also rejection of God's created order.
我们同时呢，我们也是在拒绝了这个神创造的次序。
Because he's placed them over you.
因为他把父母放在我们上面。
And he's designed for them to be the ones who would teach you how to live.
然后他的设计呢，就是让父母来教导我们该怎样生活。
So disobedience to parents is ultimately a defiance of God Himself.
所以呢，我们不顺从父母呢，实际上呢，就是我们违抗了神的旨意。
It's saying God didn't know what He was doing when He put them in charge of me.
那你实际上就是在说，神实际上不知道他在做什么。
And therefore, children should obey first because it's right.
所以呢，子女顺服父母呢，第一点，因为它是理所当然的。
But secondly, Paul says children should obey their parents because it's the first commandment with a promise.
第二点呢，子女顺服父母呢，它是因为它是第一个带应许的诫命，十诫里面。
In other words, obedience will bring a blessing to you as a child.
也就是说，我们这样做的时候，它会使你得福。
And Paul Paul quotes that included promise from the Ten Commandments right here.
那么保罗也就引用了十诫里的话。
That it may go well with you, and you may live long in the land.
啊，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。
So God promises well-being and long life to children who obey their parents.
所以这里神应许了，就是孩子们当顺服他们的父母的时候，他们要在世得福，然后在世长寿。
And just think for a minute about, you know, all the teenagers who do reckless things.
所以我们想一想，我们听到那些十几岁的年轻人做的一些鲁莽的事情。
You know, whether that's getting involved in violent crime and criminal activity.
比如说有一些很非常这个violent 的这个罪行。
Whether that means getting kicked out of school.
或者是被学校赶出来。
Whether that means getting involved in drugs.
或者是毒品。
Drinking and driving.
或者是这个酒后驾车什么的。
I mean, how many of them do you think honor and obey their parents?
那在这些孩子里面，你觉得有多少他们是孝敬，然后服从了他们的父母呢？
You see, if a child cannot respect his parents' authority,
如果这个孩子不能这个顺服他这个父母的权柄的话呢？
He or she will not respect any other authority.
他也不会尊敬任何人。
And that is a path to destruction and short life.
当这个孩子这样行的话呢，他就是走在一条自我毁灭然后的道路上。这个道路呢，往往呢，在世也不能活得长久。
So obedience to parents brings great blessing to our lives.
所以呢，当我们顺服父母的时候呢，我们就会在世得福。
And even more so when those parents are believers.
那么当父母是这个信徒的时候呢？
When those parents are actually pointing you to know and love and fear the Lord.
所以当父母带领孩子们让他们来认识神，来爱神，并来敬畏神的时候呢？
When your parents are pointing you to the greatest blessing of all, which is the grace of Christ in the gospel.
当父母带领孩子来带到这个世上最大的祝福前面，就是这个在福音里面基督的恩典的时候呢？
Because in the ultimate sense, what it means for things to go well with you and to live long in the land.
因为归根结底呢，这个对我们来说，就是我们得到祝福和在世上的长久呢，
is to receive salvation and inherit eternal life.
最重要呢，其实是我们得到基督的拯救，然后我们得到永生。
Right, it's to come to know Christ.
也就是说，我们来认识基督。
And receive His forgiveness.
我们得到他的这个宽恕。
And to be able to say that to me, to die is gain.
我们也说到，我们如果在基督里面，其实死就是得到。
Because the meek will inherit the earth.
因为天国八福里讲到，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
And we will be with Christ in His kingdom here on earth forever.
所以呢，我们要和基督在他的国度里面直到永远。
And so, children who honor and listen to believing parents.
所以当孩子们当他们孝敬父母他们听从父母的话的时候呢
They follow them in the faith.
他们呢其实就来到主的面前有信心
To receive that amid the greatest blessing of all.
他们也就得到世上最大的这个最奇妙的祝福
And even though most of the kids aren't here right now.
即使今天在座的没有什么孩子
you know, Parents, may you try to teach your children the blessing of obedience.
我们父母们也要注意呢来带领我们的孩子
And the righteousness of obedience.
告诉他们，当他们服从父母的时候呢，他们是有福分的。
In hopes that they would do this first point, that children would obey.
所以第一点呢，就是孩子们应该顺服。
But secondly, fathers are commanded not to provoke.
第二点，父亲们不要惹儿女的气。
Verse 4 says, "Do not provoke or exasperate your children to anger."
在第四节里说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Now, first of all, you might be wondering why Paul addresses fathers specifically and not parents or mothers.
那我们要首先要好像不是很清楚，就是为什么保罗在这里只讲父亲，没有讲母亲或者父母。
And I certainly don't think that's because moms don't have to beware of provoking their children to anger as well.
那我觉得保罗的意思肯定不是说母亲不用注意这一点。
Either parent can do this.
不管父亲母亲都会惹儿女的气。
But I think it's because Paul's assuming the headship of the Father.
那我觉得保罗主要认为这个父亲呢应该是这个家里的带头人。
And also the father's primary role in discipline.
那当管教孩子的时候这个父亲应该有主要的作用。
As we saw last time, the husband is the head of the wife.
上次我们讲到丈夫是妻子的头。
And the two come together as one flesh.
二人呢合为一体。
So in everything, they need to act together as a team.
所以在每件事情上他们是应该一体的来工作。
And the husband is to be a leader.
那这个丈夫呢应该起到带头的作用。
And you know, too often I think there's families where dad is off at work.
那经常看到呢我就看到家庭里面当然父亲往往都在工作。
He's focused on his career.
然后他在建设他的自己的这个 career,
earning money for the family.
他为家里赚钱。
And mom is the one who's spending most of her time with the kids.
所以母亲呢是和孩子们在一起时间最长的这个家长。
So she's more involved in the kids' lives.
所以母亲呢是在孩子们生活中接触最多的。
You know, she's handling the discipline.
她是管教孩子。
She's counseling the kids' hearts.
那她也是在教导孩子。
You know, she's the one who's thinking the hardest and making most of the decisions about parenting.
所以在关于教养子女的时候呢，往往母亲是这个想的最多，而且是做最多这个决定的这个角色。
And dad just becomes much less involved.
那往往呢父亲呢其实就是说不常看见。
But father, see here that God expects you to take a leading role.
但是父亲们神呢愿意让我们做一个带头的作用。
To be actively involved in the parenting of your children.
让我们主动的呢在这个养育这个子女的过程中我们这个有参与。
To be communicating with your wife.
我们也要和我们的妻子呢有这个好的交通。
To ensure that you and she are working together as a team.
来确定呢父母在一起是作为一个整体。
Like, never let your children divide you.
那也不要让孩子来分裂这个父亲和母亲。
Beware of when kids think, I'm going to ask this parent over that parent because I'll get a different answer.
有时候孩子们会想我如果问父亲问母亲那可能会得到不一样的这个回答。
Work together.
父母应该在一起。
So you're one flesh.
因为你们是一体的。
And the father needs to be taking a leadership role.
那尤其是父亲呢，应该做一个领头的作用。
And fathers, especially when it comes to discipline, you need to be an enforcer.
所以呢，做父亲的，尤其是在这个管教孩子的时候呢，你是要成为一个执行的人。
Like, do not leave it to your wife to handle the most difficult cases.
不要把这些事情留给你的这个妻子，让她来做。
And your kids need to understand if they disrespect their mother.They will have you to answer to for it.
你的孩子也应该明白，如果他们不尊敬他们的母亲的话呢，他们应你会来问他们答案。
And you need to command the kind of reverence and respect.
你也应该告诉你的子女呢，也就是你也应该子女们应该尊敬父母。
Where your kids know that you love them.
当然，子女也知道父母爱他们。
But they also know that if they directly disobey you,
但是子女也应该知道呢，如果他们直接的不顺服父母的话呢
，or disrespect their mother,
或者不顺服他们的母亲的话呢
，they should feel at least a little bit of fear.
他们心里应该有这个有一点点怕。
Not because you're harsh or unreasonable,
不是说因为你太严厉或者是unreasonable,
but because you're good.
因为你是从一个好意出发。
And you will hold them accountable.
你也让子女对他们的自己的这个行为负责。
So again, the father has a leading role here.
所以呢，父亲在这里有一个带头的作用。
But in light of this responsibility, Paul warns, do not provoke your children to anger.
那但是在这些父亲的这个责任下面呢，保罗在这里说呢，就是不要惹儿女的气。
Be careful lest in exercising this discipline, you exasperate them.
就是当我们在行使这些管教的时候呢，不要让他们恼怒，过分恼怒。
So let's consider what exactly provoking to anger means and how we might do this.
所以我们在这里考虑一下这个惹儿女的气是什么意思我们该怎么去做。
Because it doesn't mean that every time your child is angry, you've provoked them.
这不代表就是说每次你孩子生气都是你惹他们的。
You know, sometimes children are angry with you just because you protected them.
因为有时候他们生气只是他们愿意他们保护他们自己而已。
You know, just because you are confronting their own sinful destructiveness.
因为当我们直接告诉他们他们所犯的罪的话他们会很生气。
But provoking is when you stir up anger in your child unnecessarily or because of your own sin.
但是惹儿女的气的意思呢，就是我们在这个 不需要的时候呢，我们让子女生气，或者是因为我们自己的罪的时候让儿女生气。
So here are some examples I could think of.
我给大家一些例子。
First would be harshness.
第一就是过分严厉。
You know, we can provoke children to anger by giving too severe of consequences for what they did wrong.
所以我们可以让子女生气，因为我们给的这个这个 consequence 就是这个。太严厉的来管教他们。
You know, maybe they just forgot that you told them not to do something.
因为有时候他们就是忘了你告诉他不该做什么。
Maybe it was an accident.
也许呢就是不是故意的。
I mean, if you respond to that the same way you respond to willful disobedience, it's often harsh.
所以呢当我们遇见这种事情我们就是如果的这个后果呢反应呢是和他们就是说故意去做的事情的反应是一样的话呢这个实际上是比较严厉的太严厉了。
You know, sometimes I think parents react based on the seriousness of the consequences rather than the seriousness of the sin.
那么父母容易犯的错误呢，就是我们根据这个事情的后果来决定我们的反应，而不是这个事情的这个实际上的罪来决定这个反应。
You know, to give you an illustration, imagine scenario one.
我们举一个例子。
A kid and his friend are, you know, throwing a ball in the house.
比如说一个小孩和他的朋友在家里扔这个球。
And then, you know, they hit the coffee mug on the table and it falls off and breaks.
那他们把这个一个咖啡杯给砸到地上摔碎了。
You say, hey, you need to be more careful. Why don't you go outside and do that?
那这里你就会说你得小心点去外面扔吧去外面玩吧。
Then scenario two, they're doing the exact same thing.
那第二个场景就是说他们在做同样的事情。
But this time, instead of hitting the coffee mug, they hit an expensive vase.
但是呢在这个时候他们砸了一个这个非常贵重的东西。
Maybe one that was very special to you that had sentimental value.
也许这个比如说这个花瓶是吧对你来说非常有意义的。
And so this time when it falls and breaks,
这个时候这个比如说这个花瓶倒了碎了。
You respond with great anger.
那你马上就非常的愤怒对不对
you scream at them, how could you be so reckless?
你跟他们喊说你怎么这么不小心
I've told you a million times, never do that.
那我告诉你一百万遍了你不要这么做。
And you see, here's the problem.
那问题在哪里呢?
Your reaction is completely different, even though the sin was the same in both scenarios.
因为我们的反应是不同的，即使在这个场景里面呢，他们的其实做的事情是一样的。
You know, they were being careless.
他们就是不小心。
And depending on how old they were?
那根据他们的年纪呢?
Or how many times you had specifically told them not to do that?
也根据你告诉他们多少遍不要这么做。
That carelessness may have been a more or less severe sin.
所以这个不小心呢，其实就是其实就罪的方面来说是可大可小。
But the consequence of whether they broke something cheap or expensive doesn't make the difference.
但是呢，当这个后果呢，不管是砸了一个这个贵重的东西，还是一个比较便宜的东西，其实是是一样的，无所谓的。
And if you as a parent react based on the consequences,
所以如果作为父母，你的反应是根据这个事情的后果的话呢
？You're subtly teaching your child that it's the outcome that matters, not the heart.
其实呢，你就是在教导你的子女呢，实际上这个事情的后果更严重，而不是你的心。
And often we react because of the negative consequence for ourselves.
所以呢，我们就是我们有时候的反应呢，就是根据这个后果来反应。
And we become harsh.
我们就变得非常的严厉。
And our reaction is disproportionate to what they really did wrong.
那我们的这个反应呢是根据他们所做的做错的这个事情的后果。
And this can provoke the anger because the child feels caught off guard.
在这个时候呢有时候会让这个孩子让他们生气因为他们就是非常惊讶看到家长有这样的反应。
Now a second way we can provoke our children to anger is when we discipline without mercy or grace.
那第二点呢我们可以惹子女的气呢是因为我们在管教他们的时候呢我们没有任何的怜悯或者恩典。
And this basically means disciplining a child without offering the hope of a solution and a way out.
这个是什么意思就是我们在管教子女的时候呢我们没有给他一个盼望或者一个解决的办法让他们可以从这个管教的后果里面走出来。
It's when you leave your child feeling like a failure.
就是你把孩子让他感觉到自己是一个失败的这个状况里面。
Feeling hopeless.
感觉非常的无望。
Feeling like no matter how hard they try, their best will never be good enough.
让他们感觉到不管他们做得再好，他们也不会达到你的标准。
Feeling like now that they've disappointed you.
让他们感觉到他们现在让你失望。
That relationship will never be the same again.
从此以后，他们和你的关系从再也不会有一样的关系了。
That things can never be set right.
所以你犯的错误呢，你们中间呢再也不会再这个再修复了。
And that will leave them feeling exasperated.
所以这个时候呢，就会让子女非常的这个愤怒。
They feel like giving up.
那他们也会有时候会觉得他们要放弃。
What's the point of even trying?
所以你这样还做什么呢？因为没有任何的盼望在里面。
And brothers and sisters, how different God is with us.
我们来想一想啊，当神在对我们的时候是多么的不一样。
Because God had every right to just crush us in our sin.
那么神有各种各样的权柄让来管教我们。
We had no solution. We deserve to go to hell forever.
那我们没有任何的这个出路，我们每个人其实都应该去地狱，对不对？
Yet instead, God gave His Son to die for us.
但是呢，神没有给我们这些，他把他的儿子给了我们，为我们而死。
God freely and fully forgives.
他完全的宽恕了我们。
And then when he brings discipline in our lives, he does it by his grace.
当他在我们的生命中管教我们的时候呢，他是从恩典的角度来管教我们。
Not to punish us and make us pay.
不是为了让惩罚我们，而是要帮助我们。
But to help us.
是为了帮助我们。
Not because he's angry with us.
不是因为他对我们生气。
But to free us from our sin.
而是他像愿意让我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
And parents, the point is, you should discipline your children the way God disciplines us.
所以父母们，你们要管教你们的子女呢，用神管教我们同样的办法。
That doesn't mean that there aren't sometimes serious consequences for what they do wrong.
这个不是说子女们没有如果说做错事情没有严重的后果。
But it means always showing them that you love them.
但是呢，我们要一直要让他们知道我们爱他们。
Always disciplining them, not in your anger, but for their good.
不是因为我们生气，我们管教他们，而是为了他们的好处，我们管教他们。
And always holding out for them the hope that on the other side of this discipline,
永远要给他们有一个盼望。
There is restoration and grace.
永远给他们，让他们知道呢，有一个办法，你们中间可以和好。
That yes, there's discipline, but there's a way back into my favor.
所以呢，这里有管教，但是呢，也有一个往回走的一个办法。
Yes, you've sinned, but God offers us a solution.
是的，你犯了罪，但是呢，神呢，他有一个出路。
Yes, you've fallen short, but I have fallen short as well.
是的，你做错了事情，但是我也做错过事情。
And together we can grow by God's grace.
所以我们在一起，我们可以因着神的恩典来一起成长。
So don't provoke your children by disciplining them without grace.
所以我们管教孩子呢，不要没有恩典的来管教。
Third would be beware of provoking them through inconsistency.
第三点呢，当我们做事情不一致的时候，不连贯的时候呢，这个孩子们容易生气。
And what I mean by that is when a child does something before and they don't get any discipline.
比如说孩子做了一件事情以前呢没有得到管教。
But then they do it again and this time you discipline them.
这次做的话他得到管教了。
You know, this tends to provoke to anger because it feels unfair.
所以这个时候呢，容易让子女生气，因为他们觉得不公平。
It feels random and unpredictable.
所以让他们觉得这个好像没有规律，他们也没有办法来预测。
And often I think the reason why parents become inconsistent is because discipline actually takes a lot of work as the parent.
那我想这个家长在管教的时候没有一致性的原因呢，是因为有时候我们做家长实际上是很多的工作在里面。
I mean, it can be really inconvenient.
有时候我们实际上不愿意，实在是不想愿意去管教。
Pulls you away from what you were doing.
因为你在正在做另外一个事情。
It takes planning because you have to lay out all your expectations really clearly in advance.
那有时候管教子女，我们也知道我们要其实要事先做很多的计划。
Often in the short term, disciplining your child feels like it just makes everything worse.
那么在短期来说，你愿意管教孩子，好像就是说实际上在往更坏的方向发展。
Because they were already behaving badly.
因为 ，pardon?
Because they were already behaving badly.
因为他那时候已经开始做的行为很差了。
And now when you discipline them, they get angry and they behave even worse.
你这时候开始管教他们，他们又生气，然后他们的行为变得更差。
And so it's often tempting as a parent to just let things slide.
所以啊，父母们很多时候呢，他们就是让这件事情过去就过去了。
You know, to think I don't want to pick this fight right now.
因为我现在不想跟你来这个做管教的事情啊。
But I think the risk is when this creates inconsistency.
但是在这个时候呢，其实上它就是实际上就是不一致，创造了一个不连贯的这个行为。Yeah.
And after you've let it slide this time and that time and that time.
这次它过去了，然后下一次又过去了。
When you suddenly turn around and try to enforce it.
所以有一次你突然生气，然后你愿意来管教他们的时候呢
？The child feels blindsided.
啊，这个时候这个孩子就没有准备，对不对？
It feels unfair to them.
他也觉得好像不公平。
You know, they're thinking it was fine before. Why is it suddenly a problem now?
他就在想，以前没事，你为什么今天这么生气
？And that can provoke them to anger.
这个时候呢，就会让他们啊、生气。
So do everything you can as a parent to be consistent.
所以父母要注意，尤其注意，就是说要一致啊。
And then the fourth cause of provoking anger would be hypocrisy.
那么第四点能让子女惹气的原因呢，其实呢就是假冒为善。
I think children can be provoked to anger when they're disciplined for the same things they see their parents doing.
当子女们看见家长在做一个事情，然后呢他们做同样的事情，然后被家长管教，他们就非常的生气。
If you discipline your son for raising his voice at his mother,
比如说你的儿子然后对他的母亲说话声音太大。
But you raise your voice at your wife.
但是你经常对你的妻子说话声音也很大。
Like that's hypocrisy.
那这个就是假冒为善。
You know, if you demand that your child apologize to you when they do something wrong, but you never apologize to them when you do something wrong.
比如说你要求你的孩子要对我道歉，因为他们做错什么事情，但是你从来不向你的孩子道歉，这个也是假冒为善。
If you discipline your child for not, you know, doing his chores around the house, but then they see you just being lazy and not doing any chores yourself, that's hypocrisy.
那你的孩子啊、在家里做事情不多，你管教他们，但是他们也看到你在家里更懒，这个也是假冒为善。
You know, and in time, hypocrisy breeds contempt.
所以呢，时间长了呢，这个假冒为善其实就带来孩子对你蔑视。
You know, it will erode the respect your children have for you.
他就让孩子不再对你有的尊敬。
And it will lead to resentment when you discipline them.
所以呢，当你管教他们的时候，他们也不高兴。
And you know the solution to this is obviously not we'll just allow your children to do all the bad things that you do.
在这个事情上解决的办法肯定不是说让这个孩子变成你这样。
But it's a reminder of the high calling of being a parent.
那我们这时候要记住呢，就是神对这个父母的这个教导。
That you need to be more strict in your own obedience.
所以我们呢，这个时候应该多注意我们自己的行为。
More humble in your own repentance.
那我们也应该自己的谦卑，我们自己来到神的面前悔改。
So that you will be an example for your children.
所以呢，我们努力要成为我们子女的这个榜样。
So that you can say to them what Paul said to the Corinthians, "Follow me as I follow Christ."
啊，这个时候呢，我们就像保罗对哥林多人说啊，你们要跟从我，就像我跟从基督一样。
So beware of hypocrisy.
所以我们一定要清楚这个生活中的这个假冒为善
inconsistency
不一致
harshness
过分严厉
and lack of grace
没有恩典
you know, do not provoke your children to anger
不要惹儿女的气
but instead let's look at point number three
我们现在看第三点
discipline and instruct them
教训和警戒他们
so verse 4 continues but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord
我们继续第四节，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Now the word discipline could also be translated training.
这个教训这个词呢，也有 training 的意思。
Nurture.
养育的意思。
Chastening.
也有管教的意思。
I think it connotes kind of working hands on with a child.
它的意思就是你和孩子们在一起工作。
You know, it could be showing them how to do something.
比如说，你授他们该怎么做事情。
It also has in mind, you know, spanking them when they misbehave.
那如果他们做错的时候，你也可以这个打他们的屁股，
you know,
是这个意思吧？
It's very hands-on interaction.
所以你和孩子们在一起在做这样的事情。
Then the second word, instruction, could also be translated admonition.
第二个字呢，它是有警戒的意思在里面。
And this is more about verbally teaching and warning a child.
这个词呢, 主要是在这个口头上来教导和这个, 警告这个孩子。
So it's about engaging their minds.
所以呢, 也就是, 和他们的这个, 想法。
Affecting the way they see and think about the world.
从而来改变他们如何看和这个来思考这个世界。
So to bring up a child in the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
所以照着主的教训和警戒养育他们呢,
means to guide them in God's ways.
意思呢, 就是说我们要带领孩子们, 用神的, 走在神的道路上。
And to teach them God's truth.
我们也, 要, 教导他们这个神的真理。
It's a holistic way of discipling your child to know and follow Christ.
所以这是一个完整的办法, 就是, 就是教育我们的子女做主的门徒, 来跟随主。
And I want to focus on two main applications of this.
那么今天我们主要谈两点主要的应用。
First, I want you to think about, as a parent, your responsibility for the spiritual formation of your children.
第一点呢, 父母们应该来思考我们的, 在这个子女的属灵的生命的成长中呢, 我们是有什么样的责任。
Paul calls this the discipline and instruction of the Lord.
因为保罗在这里说要照着主的教训和警戒。
And that means God is commanding you as the parent to teach your children the ways of Christ.
在这里呢, 神的意思就是要让父母来教育你的子女。
Not first and foremost the church.
主要不是教会。
Not teachers at school.
也不是学校里的老师。
You know, not the youth pastor.
也不是教会里的青年牧师。
But first and foremost, it's actually you as the parent who's called to teach your children spiritually.
那么, 教育我们子女属灵的生命呢, 最重要的实际上是你家长。
And to show them what it looks like to follow Christ.
我们也告诉他们看到呢, 跟随主是怎么样来做的。
You know, so consider, you know, how are you doing that?
那我们现在想一想, 我们该怎么做呢?
You know, what are you doing to spiritually form your children?
那我们, 如何在属灵方面怎么帮助我们的子女来成长呢?
Listen to what Moses tells the parents in Israel to do in Deuteronomy chapter 6.
那我们来看一下这个申命记第六章, 看摩西的教导。
He says, "And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart."
申命记六章六节, 我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上。
You shall teach them diligently to your children.
你也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
And shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
无论你坐在家里。
And when you walk by the way.
行在路上。
And when you lie down.
躺下。
And when you rise.
起来都要谈论。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand.
也要记在手上为记号。
And they shall be as frontlets between your eyes.
戴在额上为经文。
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Right, the picture is of a life that's just saturated with the Word of God.
那我们也看到，其实在我们生活的每一个方面呢， 我们都是, 和神的话, 神的成为一个整体。
That in every part of the day,
而且呢, 在每一天,
and all around the house,
在, 家里的每一个部分,
God's Word is there.
神的话都在哪里。
And this is how parents were to be teaching and discipling their children.
所以做父母的, 也应该这样教育我们的子女。
And so consider, what could this look like in your family?
我们来想一想, 如果我们这样做的话, 我们, 指的是家里我们要成为什么样的样子。
I mean, it's wonderful to bring your children to church and to Sunday school.
当然你们把孩子带到教会来, 带到这个主日学已经很不错了。
But do you ever read the Bible as a family?
但是我们一家人在一起的时候有没有读过圣经?
You know, what if you read a chapter of the Bible together, you know, before, during, or after dinner every night?
你有没有想过每天吃完晚饭我们在一起读一篇圣经呢?
What if you prayed together as a family every morning or every evening?
你有没有想过我们一家人在一起每天祷告呢?
You know, what if you had all your children share something they're thankful for?
你有没有让你的每个孩子都来这个分享一下他们这个感恩的事情呢?
And one thing that you as a family could be praying for.
让他们分享一件事情,我们一家人可以为这件事情祷告呢?
Just think of the effect that day after day that would have.
我们想一想，如果每天这样做的话，对子女有多大的帮助呢？
How intentionally are you as a parent teaching your children about the various aspects of life from a biblical perspective?
那我们有没有特意的去教导我们的子女，就是我们从这个圣经的角度来告诉他们，我们要如何处理我们生活中的各种事情呢？
Like, if you're not the one teaching them about sex and relationships,
那如果我们不向他们这个教导，比如说这个性教育和这个男女关系上
，Who is？
那谁会来教育他们呢
？I mean, do you want it to be their friends at school？
你想让他们的朋友跟他们讲吗
？I mean, do you want it to be non-Christian teachers in health class？
那你想让这个非基督徒的老师或者是学校的这个这个健康课来教育吗？
Do you want it to be what they're just gleaning from watching movies and what they see on social media?
或者你想让他们从这个，比如说电影或者是这个网络上来得到这样的教育吗？
Like you as a parent are the one who can shape and form and help them to understand what God's word says.
但是在这些事情上，其实父母呢，我们应该是成为他们这个主要的教育的人。
And it takes intentionality to have those conversations.
所以我们其实应该特意的把这些话题呢来和孩子们讲。
Are you teaching your children about money?
那我们有没有教导这个关于钱方面的事情呢
？How to save money?
你比如说怎么存钱
？Also how to give money?
怎么把钱给出去
？You know, so that when they grow up and instead of having a little tiny allowance, they're making a lot of money. They're actually giving money to the church and to missions.
所以当他们长大以后呢，他们自己赚到很多钱之后呢，他们愿意把钱给出去来支持教会和这个宣道。
Are you teaching about conflict?
那你有没有在教育孩子们关于怎么处理这个危机的时候，处理冲突的时候
?How to reconcile?
如何在冲突的时候如何双方来这个来和解
?What it means to forgive?
真正的饶恕指的是什么意思
？Are you teaching them what it means to be a man or a woman？
那你有没有跟他们教育他们说这个成为一个男人和女人究竟是什么意思
？Because if it's not you, just consider how confused our society is.
如果你不教育他们，那你觉得我们这个社会会怎么告诉他们呢
？And are you showing them what it looks like to trust God in the midst of trials and disappointments？
那我们在生活中有没有做榜样，就是说如何在这个试炼中和这个失望中，我们来信靠神
？Because it's only a matter of time before they are going through all sorts of trials and disappointments, just like we have.
因为他们以后也会经历我们所遇到的同样的事情。
And you have the opportunity to show them what it means to trust in God and His faithfulness through it.
所以我们有这样的机会呢，我们应该做榜样，告诉他们
And my point is, don't let the busyness of life distract you from these priorities.
所以我想讲的意思就是说，不要让我们这个繁忙的生活中呢，把我们忘记了我们需要我们教育我们的子女。
I mean, there are so many things competing for our time and our attention.
因为我们生活中有许多的事情都需要我们的时间，需要我们的这个注意力。
And we can be so worried about school and sports.And various other things.
那我们也想到很多，比如说学校的学习啊，或者是这个体育成绩什么的。
And we can miss the opportunity to truly be bringing our children up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
所以我们往往失去这样的机会呢，就是让我们的孩子女在主里的这个属灵的生命里的成长，失去了这样的机会。
So hear God's charge to you as parents and prioritize it.
所以这里神告诉我们呢，我们这个。家长呢，应该把这个子女属灵生命的成长放在最最重要的事情上。
And then the second application of this would be willing to correct and give consequences.
第二点呢，家长们呢，就是要愿意来能够改正他们，而且呢，让他们知道做错事情要有后果。
You know, note that both discipline and instruction here have a more negative connotation.
因为在这里教训和警戒呢，都有这个负面的意思。
Yeah, they're both sort of emphasizing the warning and correcting side of things.
这里都是要警告他们，而且呢，如果他们做错的话，要让他们改正的意思。
I think that's part of why Paul begins with "Don't provoke."
所以保罗开始的时候说不要惹他们的气。
Because he's about to talk about the importance of warnings and consequences.
因为当他说完这一句之后，他下面就要说这个警告和这个 后果的这个严重性。
Almost like if I told you, be careful not to scratch the glass, but make sure you scrub it really clean.
比如说，就像我告诉大家，你不要擦玻璃的时候不要把这个玻璃擦毛，但是你一定要把它擦干净。
You know, be careful not to provoke them.
所以呢，不要惹他们的气。
But discipline and admonish.
但是呢，要教训和警戒。
And you see, I think one of the worst things you can do for a child is to be too lenient and not discipline them.
所以我们呢，最对孩子所做的最差的事情呢，就是不管教。
I think some parents are they're so focused on trying to make their child like them.
所以呢，许多家长呢，他们一心一意想让他们的孩子呢，就是长成跟他们一样。
That they fail to really discipline them as much as they need.
但是呢，他们并没有做到呢，就是在这个需要管教的时候有管教。
Listen to what Proverbs chapter 13 says.
那么在箴言里面十三章二十四节里面
，Whoever spares the rod hates his son.
不肯用杖打儿子的是恨恶他。
But he who loves him is diligent to discipline him.
疼爱儿子的随时管教。
Like love demands discipline.
所以呢，我们爱呢，有时候是需要管教的。
Listen to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11.
那么在希伯来书十二章十一节里面。
For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦。
But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
后来却为那精炼过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Right, and so the point is, be diligent to discipline your children.
所以呢，我们一定要努力地管教我们的子女。
Be willing to have hard conversations with them.
我们要愿意呢跟他来做一些非常艰难的这个讨论。
It will take work.
因为这是需要工作的。
It will be painful for you.
当我们这样做的时候，我们有时候也会觉得痛苦。
I mean, often discipline is probably more painful for the parent than for the child.
因为当我们管教孩子的时候呢，实际上是家长最痛苦，孩子还好一些。
But bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord because you love them.
但是呢，要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们，因为你爱他们。
And you recognize that is what's best for them.
你也知道呢，这是对他们最好的。
And as you think about how to do that,
那当我们来考虑思考怎么来做的时候呢
？Of course, we all need to pray for wisdom.
当然，我们要需要智慧。
We are all dependent on God's grace.
那我们需要神的恩典。
But as we prepare to close, I just want to point you to the example of our Father in heaven.
但是我这里要主要要往大家指向我们在天上的天父。
Because as you're wrestling with like how can I be a good parent?
当我们在努力要做到怎么来做一个好的父母的时候呢
？We have a perfect Father to learn from.
那我们在天上呢有一个完美的天父，我们可以来学习。
The Bible says, "Whom the Lord loves, He corrects."
那圣经里告诉我们啊，神所爱的，他必管教。
Just as a father, the son in whom he delights.
那就像一个父亲和他所爱的儿子。
You know, God has saved us by His grace.
那么神通过他的恩典拯救了我们。
He sets His pure and unconditional love upon us.
那么他也向我们展现了他的这个无条件的爱。
And then He disciplines us so that we can grow.
然后呢，他管教我们的目的呢，让我们可以成长。
I mean, how many times have we wandered off into sin?
Say again?
How many times have we wandered off into sin?
所以许多时候呢，我们实际上就是走在罪恶的道路上。
And God has been faithful to bring you back.
但是呢，神呢，对我们faithful.
And oftentimes it was painful.
很多时候呢，我们也有痛苦。
You know, He brought trials and circumstances into our lives.
因为神会把一些试炼和这个不一样的这个环境放在我们中间。
He brought people to confront us.
他也会带领不同的人来到我们中间。
But at the same time, how patient He's been.
但是呢，我们也知道他是一个有耐心的神。
And even when we're in the depth of our sin.
即使在我们被我们的罪恶所捆绑的时候呢
，He lifts our eyes to remember His goodness and faithfulness and grace.
他也打开我们的眼睛，让我们记住呢他的这个恩典、慈爱和他的信实。
And realize that you know that God loves you because He doesn't let go of you.
这个时候我们就知道呢，神爱我们，因为他不愿意让我们随波逐流。
Because he treats you as his son by disciplining you.
当他管教我们的时候呢，他就是把我们当成他所爱的儿子。
And may focusing and thinking about that.
所以让我们目光集中在这里，让我们也想思考。
Give us some clarity.
这个时候呢，让我们心里明白。
For how we can be more faithful in parenting.
那么如何我们需要有信实的来教养我们的子女。
And may the Lord give all of you the blessing and the encouragement of seeing children grow up to know and love Him.
那么也愿神呢给在座的大家呢每个人都有这样的祝福，就是让我们看到我们子女在主里成长的时候，我们是有多么大的这个欣慰。我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您的话。
We thank you that we can call you Father.
我们也感谢你，我们今天有这样的权柄，我们可以称您为父。
That you are the perfect Father.
因为您是完美的父亲。
And we thank you for the privilege that you have given many of us to parent children of our own.
那么感谢你给我们这样的特权让我们有孩子，我们可以成为他们的父母。
Oh God, we pray that you would help us not to provoke them to anger.
天父，我们在这里祷告呢，我们不要平常惹儿女的气。
But to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
我们要在主里呢，来警戒和教育他们。
Lord, we pray today for the children of this church.
今天呢，我也特别为教会里的子女们、孩子们来祷告。
We pray that they would obey their parents.
我们也祷告子女们可以顺服他们的父母。
And that by your grace they would come to know and love you.
那因着您的恩典呢，他们也可以有一天来认识您。
We pray all of this in Jesus' name.
那这一切我们都是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.